Your host, Dan Loney, discusses the end game for retail giant Sears with Mark Cohen and Forbes contributor Adam Hartung.
And hi, everybody, and welcome to Knowledge at Wharton here on Sirius XM 111 Business Radio, powered by the Wharton School. Welcome to our show. Great to have you with us. Here's what we've got coming up on today's show. At the top, are we about to see an iconic retail brand shut its doors altogether? That's the question that many people have been asking the last few months about Sears. The latest quarterly earnings for Sears Holdings, the parent company of Sears department stores and Kmart, were disappointing. Not only were the sales lower, but the expected announcement of store closures started with 50 stores that will be shutting their doors in the coming weeks and months. But is it the beginning of the end for one of the legacy department stores in the history of the U.S. retail sector? Mark Cohen is a director of retail sales at Columbia University School of Business. He joins us on the phone, as does Adam Hartung, who is CEO of Content Laboratory, managing partner of Spark Partners, and a Forbes leadership columnist. Great to have you both on the show, Mark and Adam. Thank you for coming on. Mark, to start with you, is Sears heading down the road for the final time?
Well, look, you said the beginning of the end in your run-up to the segment. I think this is the end of the end, not the beginning. Before I say any more, I must say, Adam, I read your blog early this morning, and I think you were spot on in your five ways Eddie Lampert has destroyed the company. At the end of the day, though, this company started down this path toward the drain, actually, in 2000 when Alan Lacy became CEO. And after 5 years of more or less accomplishing nothing, he and his board turned the company over to Eddie Lampert, which is going to be a story for the ages about malfeasance at the board level in turning a viable, profitable, very large and important business over to someone who had absolutely no experience and demonstrated from day one no real intent to manage the business in any kind of a successful or ongoing way.
Adam, I wanted to get into your blog anyway, but just in general, your comments about Sears.
I agree wholeheartedly with the position that Mark took. The retail industry started a massive shift back in the late 90s as we saw the emergence of e-commerce coming on. And every retailer has had to react to that in order to try to survive, if not be successful. And what we see in the case of Sears is an organization that pretty much tried to just defend and extend its past. And in the face of brutally changing competition, there was no hope that was going to work.
Talk a little bit about your blog, because as Mark mentioned, you do go into fairly good depth about the running of this company the last few years.
Well, I think I tie it into some of the perceptions that we have today about business leaders and the training through an MBA program. I'm an MBA. I'm proud of it. I know Mark teaches in business education. But unfortunately, we do have a group of graduates that have come out the last 30 years, 35 years, who more or less think you don't have to know anything about a business in order to run one. You can simply take a look at a lot of financial statements, make a look at some operating statistics, and through number manipulation, you can somehow figure out ways to make these businesses successful. And we see that with Mr. Lampert. He was a fellow who tried to just run the company by only looking at the numbers. He had no understanding of retail trends. He had no understanding of where the market was headed. And when things didn't go well, he turned to micromanaging the business. As the micromanaging continued to not work, you know, you find that somebody who just continues to slip further and further away from relevancy in the marketplace and any sort of viability. And what he should have done if he was really a great CEO is fire himself and get somebody in there that understood retail and try to see if they could fix the company.
Adam, the interesting thing is that, you know, Mr. Lampert has been there for a few years now, but realistically, the problems go back a long way. And it almost seems like maybe the biggest problem for Sears was the fact that nothing was done.
Well, yes. If you take a look, by the year 2004, when Mr. Lampert is taking control of this, he has control of Kmart, which he acquired by taking over the bonds out of bankruptcy court. So he's sitting on 3,500 retail outlets. And in 2004, we were in the middle of a real estate boom. And there was so there's a big asset there, an asset that's going up in value in terms of retail outlet, in terms of real estate. The second thing is you've got some brands that are still viable. You have Die Hard Batteries. You have Kenmore Appliances. These Craftsman Tools.
Yeah.
These are valuable assets that you could do something with in 2004. But the value of those assets was not going to be improved by continuing to call them Sears. What you needed to do was spin out that real estate, sell it off to someone that could find a better use for it, because, you know, e-commerce was already starting to show we were losing 5% of demand for retail office space. Demand for retail space was declining at 5% per year. Perhaps you could have done something like either sold Die Hard to Target or sold it to Walmart, something like that, you know, somebody who was more viable. And you also had the whole opportunity of just taking a brand like Die Hard or some of those equivalent brands like Craftsman, and you could have made it the Craftsman store on Amazon. And now you could have tried to, you know, take that product line out into the e-commerce world, which was growing. And those are the kinds of things that were available in 2004, 5, and 6. But increasingly, as the market moved away from Sears, what we've seen is just a dissipation of value in all those assets.
You also talk about this concept of value destruction. Can you go into that a little bit?
So when they put this deal together in 2004, it was valued at $11 billion. Today, the entirety of Sears and Kmart under the Sears Holdings brand is $1.6 billion.
Yeah.
So we have a $9.4 billion value destruction. It went away. The money disappeared. And that all happened because of leadership. Assets that were once valuable became less valuable. And if leadership had acted differently, they could have increased the value of those assets for shareholders. But instead, they took actions which decreased their worth and thereby destroyed shareholder wealth.
We're talking with Mark Cohen of Columbia University School of Business, Adam Hartung, CEO of Content Laboratory. All right, we'll take a break.